We sing the song of the sewer. Ooh. Of the sewer, we sing this song.
Oh, sing the song.
Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
Thursday night will be the fourth public meeting of SCGA to allow the public to comment on the draft sustainability groundwater plan. Written submitted comments will be accepted until August 15th. One of the projects under the groundwater management plan is the Harvest Water Project. I understand the intent of the project is to provide recycled water to farmers. However, part of the Harvest Water Project includes an area that our City of Elk Grove representatives and our regional development industry plan on replacing the farming with the housing crop. How will recycled water function in this area? This hunger and thirst of our city representatives and the development community, along with the views of some LAFCO representatives, leads me to believe and conclude the recycled wastewater or poop water, as I like to refer to it, may meet another need. By the way, the same LAFCO representatives once expressed concern over water availability for new development have suddenly shifted to no concern. In 2013, I toured the sewer district plant on Franklin Boulevard. I was quite impressed with the facility. It was at that time I was told something that has new meaning for me today. Sewer wastewater could be cleaned up enough to be drinkable, but that is a hard sell. Will this groundwater management plan include serving up recycled sewer water to the existing and new housing developments? In research I have done, this is not a new concept. It has been done before. However, this is very costly. Who will be picking up the costly tab so others can profit on the undeveloped farmland? Are you prepared to reduce use, ration, and pay a great deal more on your property tax or water bill with the possibility of drinking cleaned up recycled poop water? I urge residents to attend the public Sacramento Groundwater Authority meeting and just ask the questions. How much will the groundwater sustainability plan cost to implement? What are the projects of the plan and how do they work? Where is the money coming from? There is more involved in this process than just protecting water beneath our feet. I believe it is about equitability and fairness. It is about our elected representatives and government agencies being transparent about the true cost and clearly defining and describing the groundwater management projects, and to provide this information in a meaningful, understandable way to the residents they were elected to serve. And this is Lynn Wheat with More Than 3 Minutes. Thank you.